We are on. Hey, I like your shirt. What does it say, Mike? Oh, yeah. I get. I don't know what it says on there. Something.
God. A man of faith.
A man of faith. You are.
Well, we try.
And thank you for being on the show this morning. Hey, everybody. Pastor Pat Ray with my co-host and friend Mike Wood Sr., the living legend, Bible aficionado, all-around great guy. And can I tell you, I loved sitting on your back porch last night.
Isn't that nice, I guess.
Oh, man. My gosh. I loved it. Thank you.
You'd been there earlier. You'd heard a half a dozen kids next door playing and laughing, you know.
I did. I heard some. I heard some that were out there, you know. Hi, Mandy Garcia. Nice to see you. Thank you for being on the show. Got a great, great show for you with a lot of content. And Mike Sr. promises to sing all the versions of Amazing Grace. 14 verses, not stanzas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that there was 14 verses to Amazing Grace, but that was the first thing I grabbed out of my Bible bag this morning. I had a gentleman give me that yesterday or Sunday. Wake up.
That's a different hour. Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what it does, but I want to do some hellos to Becca Law, Marcia Tolis, Molly Trout, Mike Tucker. Thank you guys for being on the show. Share the show and send up your prayer requests. Yes. Jimmy Robbins, you guys, we went through a Mike Madalone. How you doing? Thank you for being on the show.
Rocking in. Share the show.
Okay, Madalone. Stay with me, guys. All right. Jason Hubbs on the show. He said, I made it on time today. Junior Evans is on the show. Linda Harden, we got a bunch of prayer requests for you coming up. So thank you for being on the show. Mm-hmm. What say you, Mike? You want to start us out in prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, what a great day we got today. We got to wake up, got to see the sunshine, see the smell of this great air, and now we get the chance to praise and glorify you. Just thank you for everything you continually do in our lives, showing the wisdom in which way to turn and go, and try to be accountable for what we do. We ask that people share the show as we love you, and we ask you to continue to bless and as we support you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Michael Madalone says, need prayers for Donna. Been in hospital going on a month this Friday. Let's pray for her right now. Father God, I just pray for Donna. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just pray for her and just pray for divine healing for her. And Angela, I know they're just going through a lot. Just lift them up in prayer. And pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Healer, Lord, healer. Mark Moss praying for healing for you. Marcy Tolis, thank you for being on the show. Carrie Lynch, good morning to you and all you wonderful people. And I mean wonderful. They are just fabulous people. And Mike Madalone, call me after the show. I want to find out where your mother-in-law is. I just happened to be out. You know what? I didn't even think about that. I was out in Fulton Monday. Yeah. At a conference. Gloria Lawrence, good morning to you. Thank you for being on the show. How's everybody feeling today? I got to ask you a question, and maybe Donna's on the show by now watching. What is or what was in our salad? So we got rotisserie chicken. Mm-hmm. I had two different styles of dressing. And then you had cucumbers, tomatoes, obviously lettuce. What else was in there? There was a lot of stuff in there.
Oh, eggs and...
Eggs.
Bacon.
Eggs, bacon, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great... I thought about that all night, that salad. Man, it was... And I think that was the biggest salad I've ever ate.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
Well, there's plenty left.
I had 4, 5, 6 pieces of big chunks of chicken on the bottom. Put the salad over there. It was nice and fresh. Obviously, you guys just made it. And put the dressing over top of it and everything. It was phenomenal.
That's a dinner in itself. That's all you need.
Oh, well, yeah. I couldn't eat anymore. I mean, I was just...
I mean, as far as potatoes and gravy and all
that. Yeah, I know. You don't need when you got that. You guys, you might want to check with Donna Wood on that salad. That is a... I'm going to give it... I'm not a salad guy at all. But I'm giving that about a 10.
Yeah. Thank you.
It was refreshing and it was big. Then afterwards, we had great big muffins. And you get them at Costco?
Yeah. Sam's.
Sam's. You guys need to get these muffins. I had a banana nut, cut it in half. I don't know. Did you eat a whole one?
Yes.
My gosh, that thing is, is it that big around?
Yeah, there's a nice one.
So you set it down. I cut it in half, and then I piled a bunch of whipped cream and blueberries and strawberries on it. And then by the time we ate that and drank about a half bottle of water, man, I was full. Yeah, I don't even think I finished my water, which is unusual. I normally drink.
And you know, it's all good for you.
Yeah, I normally drink, you know, at least a couple quarts of water before I go to bed. But hello, Sam's Club muffins are amazing. Yes. Amen. Mandy Garcia's got that right. And Mandy, I really enjoyed praying with your friend on Sunday. I can't remember his name, but he's such a nice guy. Christina Schumacher's on the show, and Mandy Lynn is on the show as well. Thank you guys for being on the show. Yeah. What are you drinking this morning? Tell us what's in your cup. Don Spangler's on. Jim Evans is on. Good morning to you, Jim.
How's his dad doing? I guess good, huh?
I think Jim and Mandy Garcia said his name's Ronnie. He's a nice guy, man. Really nice. Praise Jesus. Yeah, so send up your prayer requests. We'll go through the prayer list that I have. I always feel like I'm missing some prayers.
Well, you know, the Lord knows who's...
Yeah. And, man, there's a list of them on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm missing some. Debbie Kazmarczyk is on the show. Good morning to you. I got to see you and John in service, the 10 o'clock service, I think. You guys were there, Debbie. Christina Schumacher says yogurt with protein powder, about 40 grams of protein. Carol Jones is on the show. Good morning to you. I had two yogurts yesterday. I'm trying to think what I had for lunch. I had two yogurts yesterday, had a banana yesterday, and I had about, I don't know, five or six pieces of ham. And obviously a vat of coffee. And then I went to your house.
It had plenty, too. Didn't have to eat a bunch of junk, but you had a good meal.
No, it was good. Jody George, I want to say hello to you. Thank you for being on the show this morning. Everybody, happy Wednesday to you. Let's go into the prayer requests. You guys send them up. Because I know I don't have them all. I actually even feel like, how is it that you, when you know you're forgetting some? I mean, it's kind of weird that
feeling. You keep trying to remember.
You keep trying to remember. So, yeah, me and my wife do that in the morning, you know, when she always is asking for receipts in my wallet and all these kind of things. I'm like, hey, man, let's do our Devo first. All right, Lisa Tucker needs prayer for her knee. And Debbie says, praying for my husband, John. He's got gout and arthritis. All right, let's pray for John. And we pray for Lisa. And let's pray for all you guys who are out there in Moscow. All you guys out there in Moscow who are doing the love and respect class. I'd imagine they're... a fuzz over the halfway mark. I'm gonna say they're on week six. Prayers for John Strange's nephews missing in Nashville. Oh my goodness. Don Spangler, pray for my son. All right. Let's pray for that, Lord. We just want to. Here, let's see. Brant Allman says, please pray for the Gregory family. They lost a baby. I'm sorry, please. Gregory family, please. They lost a baby, the mother and two dogs, and one guy in a hospital with pretty severe injuries in an overnight house. Oh, my goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. I am so sorry about that. Let's pray for that family. Right now, Father God, I just pray for this family, the Gregory family. We lost a mother and a baby. And, Lord, just whoever else is injured in that fire, our heart goes out to them, and we lift that family up. in Jesus' name. And John Strain's nephew, who's missing, we'll lift that up to you. Again, Lisa Tucker. And let's see, pray for Donna Spangler's son, and prayers for Mary and Peace, daughter, Lord. In thy name, amen. All right. Let's go through with the list that I got. So get on the prayer wall. Guys, it is the easiest way. I want to say hello to Barb Sheehan. Thank you for being on the show. So I'm going to read them backwards. So we're praying for John. We're praying with his arthritis. We're praying for the Madelone family for... we're praying for Angela. Sorry about that. We're praying for Donna. And we're going to pray for Mike and Mark over there. I got a meeting coming up tomorrow. Pray for that and everybody involved in that meeting. Praying for Maria Conley for that meeting. Praying for Cindy Ford, has a sister-in-law named Vicky who needs prayer. And I was checking with you guys, telling me how Kylie Beatty was doing. I heard she had a gallbladder surgery, lifting the recovery up for that deal right there. Linda Harden, I know you got a friend named Mike Shea who needs prayer. Your mom needs prayer. And then they had a friend whose son had a car fall on his arm, I think. Wow. That's just horrible. Heart goes out to you, Linda. Keep us abreast of that deal. Donna Weiss, we're praying for you. There's a person out there who needs help in prayer with some mental health. Ruth, I think, has TB. I think that's what the prayer I've seen. And praying for Leland. There's a couple things on there that Leland needs prayer for. Unsaved family members, praying for that. Donna Wood, we're praying for your foot. Praying for, there was a guy on the prayer wall who needs prayer for job and sobriety. And Crystal Waymire, our heart goes out to you with the loss of your mother. And just praying for that situation in your family. And praying for Keelan's upcoming things she's got going on down there, house hunting and all that, her and her husband. Carrie, praying for Carrie and her sons for salvation. Praying, there's a lady out there praying for her husband, praying for Ryan Walker. And again, I want to lift up my friend Kathy Luker this morning. Kathy, mm-hmm. If you're watching the show, praying for you. Terry, she's still recovering okay from infections. Okay, thank you, Nikki. And Mike, that is all I have. So guys, please keep me abreast of your prayers. And Mike, please lift those up to the Lord and ask him just to touch those areas, brother.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you for everything you do in our lives. Thank you for your guidance, your protection, your healing. We're asking for healing this morning for all those in need, who's asked for prayer, and those that are unspoken. There's something we're all going through, and we can help each and one another by showing a little comfort and kindness to someone who's in that situation. We ask that you continue to bless us and always. In your precious name we pray for healing and everyone out there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Prayers for a young girl, Hazelwood, that was jumped and being beaten. Yeah, I heard there was somebody that was unconscious in there. Lord, we just lift up that person, whoever that is, and that whole situation to you in thy name of Jesus. Amen.
And that other young 14-year-old boy we saw last night on news.
Was stabbed?
Yeah, killed over there in Jennings.
Yeah, Lord, that family is left behind with the loss of a child in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's see. We're working on the prayer wall, some technical issues. Okay, I thought something was going on. I knew because I was talking to somebody, and I'm trying to think. We was trying to get the thing updated. Was it? It was me and Terry Burek trying to get the prayer wall updated, and something was on there or something wasn't on there or whatever. But anyways, thank you, Janet, for intervening there. We'll get that fixed. And Mike Madelone, please call me and after the show. So let's see. Let's dive into what we got going on, and then we'll get into our study. So you know, today, guys, we are going to be studying in Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verses 21 through 27. So write that down. And, man, we got a lot. I got a lot of notes, guys. I'm just a note guy. So sorry. I'm just a note guy. Let me read a few things. I got flyers. The garage is going to be March the 18th here at Westport. For guys, obviously, doors open at 6:30, and the meeting starts at 7. Yeah. And I think, what did my wife tell me? She told me before I walked out the door, I got a meeting 18th. I got meeting after meeting. All right, there's the garage. Campus cleanup. I really like this. I'm glad Pastor Aaron wanted to do this. Campus cleanup. We're going to clean up all the campuses, whatever campus you go to, North, Westport, or Moscow, and get it ready for Easter. We got a lot of people on Easter. My wife told me that Shell Johns is doing a huge something or other.
Really?
I don't know what it is, so it's supposed to be pretty cool. So, Shell, if you're on the show, tell us what it is you're going to be doing. I would say that for Easter, you're going to be hunting Easter eggs, but I don't know, so I'm not going to say. So the campus cleanup is at Westport at North, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's on March 23rd, and then Moscow is going to be 1 to 3 p.m., obviously right before service. So get involved and clean up, clean up, clean up. There's always work to do. Tiffany Shorts on the show. Thank you, Tiffany, for being on the show. Gloria Lawrence said she'll be there to help us clean it up. And here's something I think I butchered the other day. So I am so sorry. I think I did. I don't know. Maybe I did a good job. Tea with Jesus. Jesus invites you to tea. And it's the second Wednesday at North. And it starts April the 10th. And Z's wife, Carmella, is going to be helping with it. Aunt Jen and Kathy Heskett. So Carmella Zimmerman, Kathy Heskett, and Aunt Jen Clement is going to be it. It starts on April the 10th. So you guys like to, and it is at from 6 to 7:30, second Wednesday. All right. Wow. Stay with me. I got a couple more, Mike.
All right.
BBS meeting. Let's see. That was this weekend. Bingo night at Moscow. That's what I was going to tell you about. So that's what's missing from my announcements. So, bingo night at Moscow. Doors open at 6 o'clock. You better get there early. It's all I can tell you. I heard it's going to be packed, so either or whatever. It's all good. I think they're going to have food there, so that's all I care about. I'm just being honest. Do you care much about bingo? I'm glad everybody's there.
Yeah.
I'll play a game or two, but I'm not a bingo guy. So.
Okay, I don't like hearing the stories and talking.
Oh, yeah. In all that. I'm not going to go through it. There's too many things. So get a bulletin. And do I sound redundant when I tell people to get a bulletin and take notes? I hope I'm not. And then men's retreat. I do got to know this. Call the office. Get your name on a list. Men's retreat, my farm, 12th and 13th on April. 12th and 13th on April. You need to call because I got to order ribeyes. You like big fat steaks?
Yes, I do.
Good.
April the 13th and 14th?
12th and 13th.
Yeah, that's close.
Yeah. I'm going to get Mike up there early so we can do a warm-up.
Oh, yeah,
you
for
like
sure.
You like doing a steak ribeye warm-up? We want to make sure that they're edible. Amen. For everyone coming, for all the guests.
That's it. It's going to be...
going to be getting there close. Does anybody feel like Easter's coming quick this year?
You know, I ain't got...
Gosh.
It is coming quick.
Do you got your yard all cleaned up and everything is prepped and ready to go?
Not even close. Not even
Neither
close.
There's mine.
I think maybe your neighbors look over there and feel sorry for me. I have it cleaned up. I enjoy cleaning up.
It's okay.
You I'm know. Not... felt. No, I don't enjoy cleaning up. It's a chore.
It is a chore.
It's a
pain in the wazoo.
Jason.
Let's go. Mike, take us into Luke 9, verse 21. Jason says, I would be willing to help with that warm-up. Amen. I hope you get there early. And Donna Wood's on. If any of you guys want to know what it's like to make a great salad, Mike, you have to call your wife, because that was a 10.
That was very good.
It was beefy. It was good. It was fresh. And I enjoyed sitting on your patio.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
What a great night. Now, I got in the car and I told my wife, I said, I just love laughing.
We laughed.
Oh, my gosh. That was such a good time. I hope everybody has somewhere to go during the week to study the Bible and have a snack with somebody. If you don't do that, guys, you're missing out. I'll just tell you if you don't. But Dinette Wood has the ingredient for a perfect summer salad. It's crisp. It's lively. It's filling. Really filling.
You know what? I like to have enough gut. Like the dressing.
And I didn't know that the rotisserie chickens were that big and that inexpensive.
they're
meaty.
They're full, mate. They're good.
So they, Mike and Don told me. You got them at Costco or Sam's?
Sam's.
Two rotisserie chickens, man. That'll be. I don't know that two. I don't know that just a mom and a dad could eat two rotisserie chickens.
No, normally.
You get one.
Yeah, we normally got one that's left over. But
you make two meals out of it, two or three meals?
Oh, yeah.
And then you told me you made chicken salad out of it, too.
Yeah, she makes chicken salad, and then she'll make some chicken rice soup. So, yeah, we got our money's worth out of that chicken.
Wow, that's very good. So maybe she'll share the recipe of that salad. That's something. A lot of greenery in there and a lot of very, and not dry, but very like a lot of, how do I say fluid? Not fluid.
No,
a lot of.
I know what she put in there. She put little pieces of chopped up celery, so you had that crunch.
Yeah. So.
It made it good.
Tiffany Short says, I love getting rotisserie chickens from Costco. So many meals from it. Wow. And I was talking about Tiffany's meals yesterday. That is a great idea to get a. For moisture. Thank you, Sandy. What the heck? Sandy Manti. My gosh. I'll be honest with you, I haven't had enough coffee yet. I've only had a cup so far.
Well, you know, this was just regular coffee.
Criminy. Thank you, Mandy Garcia.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get off of this. It had a lot of moisture to it. I like that. And crunch. And it was good. All right. I'm done. All right. Mike 9:21 and Luke all the way to 27.
And he straightly charged them and commanded them to tell no more, to tell no man that thing, saying that the Son of Man must suffer many things.
Can I stop? Let's stop. Let's stop. So I told you guys this last week. Everybody, you know, kind of was. It says, and he charged it. I'm reading out of ESV. And he strictly charged and commanded them not to tell no one, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things. All right, so Jesus didn't want anybody to know all this information that his disciples knew yet, because it wasn't his time. It's important to know that we can't rush the speed of God. Is that safe to say it that way?
That's right. It's
so this is right, and I read this while me and Mike were studying last night. This was after he sends out the 12 apostles, and he tells them to take no bag or tunic and all this kind of stuff, and you guys know that story. And then it was after he feeds the 5,000, and then they pick up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces. And then I'm going to read the setup. Here it is. It says, he was praying alone, and he came up to his disciples and said, who did the crowd say that I am? And they said, well, John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and all this kind of stuff. Then he goes to the disciples, and he says, who do you say that I am? And Peter responds, the Christ of God. And then he tells them, don't tell anybody that I guess turn the loaves into bread and or turn the loaves into fish and all that kind of stuff. He said, don't tell them because, we'll let that kind of just creep out there. are just kind of ooze out there, and everybody's going to start to figure it out on their own when they search after the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now did they obey him? I don't know about that. I struggle thinking that they could keep that to themselves, but I could be wrong. And he talks about the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected. Okay, go ahead, Mike. Sorry about that. That's a long explanation.
And be rejected of the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day. Discipleship. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross.
Okay, let's stop. So we got to really take a deep dive in here. So do you want to start? You give your commentary on that and talk about that. So let's talk about that just openly then. I'll let Mike give you his 2 cents on this. And talking about if anyone would come after me, and I'm going to paraphrase this, he needs to deny himself. Mm-hmm. And pick up his cross. Doesn't he say it, Mike, daily?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's talk about that. Deny itself. Guys, when you follow Christ, it's going to cost you something.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost you something. I don't know how to say it any other way. It's going to cost you something. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. I just want you to know denial is not a bad thing. I mean, it helps you, Mike, live a restricted life in Christ.
Right.
It helps you live a reserved life in Christ. It helps you live a free life in Christ. It helps you stay away from things that God doesn't want you around. Denying yourself and then pick up your cross and follow him daily. So tell me about what you think about denying yourself and then picking up your cross.
Well, it says, many think, but rather that one denies their own willpower, self-will, strength, and ability, depending totally on Christ. So no matter what you think you got going for yourself, you need the Lord. Okay, and he's going to give you the strength. He's going to give you the knowledge. He's going to give you the wisdom. All you got to do is open up your heart, open up your arms, and say, hey, I need this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say you need it. The Lord knows you need it. We all need it.
Now, what's your version of, what's your thoughts on when he says, just genuinely, pick up your cross and follow me daily? What does that mean to you?
Well, if he's talking about going to the resurrection, if he's carrying the cross daily, then he's carrying the word with him daily.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to preach the cross.
Because
mm-hmm. without following the cross, you know, that's your way to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by accepting Jesus
Christ. Yeah, that's good. I never looked at it that way. So what Mike's saying is there's a lot of things. So pick up your cross and follow me daily. So deny self. So you have to deny self. You have to get rid of whatever it is you wanted to do. And then he says, and then pick up the cross and follow me daily.
Mm-hmm.
Cross is where the payment was made. Cross is where the whole gospel came to. The whole gospel mm-hmm. is about Jesus going to the cross. Even from his birth,
mm-hmm.
the cross was where everybody was where we should all be looking at. You know, it's like the cross over my shoulder. That's where it all happened. That's where the penalty was paid. That's where he died. That's where the message started, the evangelistic message about freedom from sin between two thieves.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out later that the cross was symbolic, not just of life, but of death.
Mm-hmm.
The old self has died.
Right.
Right? So if I'm carrying my own cross, I'm carrying my own, I need to remember, deny myself, and I have to, here's what it means, guys, die to self daily.
Mm-hmm.
I have to die to self daily. I'd like to, you know, get up and, you know, go eat 12 donuts and drink a Coke, but you don't do that because that's not, you're not here to feed self. Right?
Absolutely.
And I don't go and look at things I shouldn't look at. I have to die to self. Die to self and keep my eyes on the cross. I don't you know, do all these things because of the restricted freedom I have in Christ. So the cross represents death. Denying myself, die to self daily.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I didn't overcomplicate that. Let's say hello to some people. Andy Garcia says, I think it's about sacrificing ourselves for Christ. Yeah, Mandy said it better than I did, that's for sure. Linda Harden says, good morning, Judy Birch. Christina Rhodes is on. Good morning to you, Christina Rhodes and the Rhodes family. Vicky, my wife, is on. Love you, dear. And probably Nikki Eaton is probably on the show this morning. Good morning to you, Nick. All right, Mike, go.
Okay, let's see. We're going to verse number 24. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. And for what is a man advantage if he gains the whole world, lose himself, or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my word, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory, in his Father, and of the holy angels. 27, but I tell you of a truth, there be standing here, which shall not taste the death till they see the kingdom of God. So they's kind of talking about the transfiguration of what's going to take place shortly.
Right. I don't think we're going to get into that, but we can dissect this. All right. Do you guys have any thoughts before we dive in? I want to say hello to Chrissy Gillette. Good morning to you, and good morning to J.D. Brock. I know he's out there somewhere, probably working on something.
Yeah,
he's always working on something cool. So good morning to all of you wonderful people. Let's think about this for just a second. So we talked about the denial of self, picking up the cross daily, which means die to self, or Mandy Garcia said sacrifice, really, and it is. And then you can follow him. And then he explained it. He said, whoever would save his life will lose it. So if you want your life to be saved, Dennis Shriver says, good morning, everyone. Thank you all for your prayers. My wife should be here in Missouri by the end of the month. Good. Whoever is going to save his life will lose it.
Uh-huh.
So my life as I know it, if I want it to be preserved, I'm going to have to lose basically my identity and then take on and adopt the identity of mm-hmm. Christ. Amen?
Amen to that, for sure. You can't continue the ways of the world and expect to go to heaven, can you?
Yeah. So why is it that we have these pseudo-Christians? And I want to say hello to Patty Lynn. Good morning from Kentucky.
Amen.
Why do we have these pseudo-Christians that think that you don't have to die to self, you don't have to give up anything, and I don't need to worry about losing my life or in order for my life to be saved, I don't need to lose it because, I want to have one foot in and one foot out.
Well, speaking of your old life and your new life, you get started a new life when you accept the Lord, right?
Right.
And your other life would be that before you accept the Lord.
Right, exactly.
So.
And somebody asked me the other day what I thought about what a pseudo-Christian was, and I would just say kind of, sort of. A pseudo-Christian is kind of, sort of. You know, I'm kind of, sort of Christian whenever it fits. Whenever I need help, I'm a Christian, and whenever I want to go do my own thing, I'm not, or I don't act like it, or it's hard to identify. Yesterday I had a shirt on when I came to your house that says I identify as being saved.
Yes, that's a nice shirt.
That's a good one.
Yeah, very.
Mandy says our spiritual life is far more important than our earthly life. That is for sure. All right. Take up your cross daily and follow me for... All right, let's go to the second part of this. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. I just explained it. I'm not going to get into that. Let's go down to verse 25. I got to ask you this because I just asked Mike this before the show started. For what does it profit a man, he gains the whole world, yet loses or forfeits himself? Let's talk about that. I said, I was watching one of these boxers on, you know, real rich boxer. He was in his Lamborghini.
Fury Tyson.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought about this. I thought, now I'm all about stuff. I'm a stuff guy. You know, I don't need cars. I'm not interested in any car. What is it that makes us want to show our new car? If I had a Lamborghini, and what happens if I've got a whole multiple garages full of Lamborghinis and I'm not going to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything.
Not at all.
When you die, you're not taking the Lamborghinis with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to ask this. So let me take it. Let me. I'm asking all you guys, because we're all basically the same style of people. We're mostly blue collar. I'm assuming, maybe not. If you had the money to afford a Lamborghini, would you get one?
Well, I'd probably, you know, if I had the money, I'd go spend it. Because like I told you last night about being in the cemetery,
mm-hmm.
I don't need to be the richest guy in the cemetery, do we?
Your daughter's up.
I seen that.
Good morning to you, Jennifer. All right, let's see. Old life, chasing riches, fame, peace, new life, having... run to catch a father that's standing right in front of you. Amen. All right, so I asked you guys this. Would you buy a Lamborghini? All you guys said no, I think everybody. I don't get it. And I've seen them and everything, and I look in one in the window like this, and I'm like, okay, is it super cool? Would I drive it? I would probably drive it if they asked me to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever get back in it again? I would never get back in it, because first of all, I'm not a car guy. Now, if it was a really nice truck, I'd probably want to have it, because you know, that's what rings my bell. But
different
strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
But the idea is, I mean, so like if I seen, you know, a brand new Ford King Ranch. Dually F-450, you know, and it was $125,000. I could afford it. Would I get it? I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. So what does it profit a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his very soul? So if I have all these things and I have not got an opportunity to find my way into heaven, what does it matter?
That's right.
You know, and I think
that's your ultimate goal, right?
And I think ultimately, even like the high-paid athletes now, if you look at a lot of the high-paid athletes, some of the money that these guys are making is crazy. And don't you think it affects their soul with the lifestyles that they live? I mean, like we were looking at some people on the internet, or looking at on TV, and I told you, I said, man, I think a lot of them guys are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're out of touch with reality. I don't know. I'm just bringing it up just to get a topic going, but I'm thinking to myself, do everything that we can't afford, do we need to buy it?
Well, there's Donna likes to say, you got a want and you got needs. Do you really need it?
No.
No. Do we really need this now?
Yeah, Vicky said if I could afford a new F-450, I'd buy one. Yeah, and just so you guys know, it, she brings up a good point. One day will I buy a brand new truck? We might, because that's kind of been our dream. We haven't bought one. You know, yeah. I haven't bought a brand new truck because I don't have brand new truck money. You know, will we get one day, a real nice truck? I think we might, maybe. I don't know. But we haven't so far. I mean, I'm not going to go off into debt to do it. Anyways, I don't know. Hopefully I'm making sense. Let's see who's on the show here now. La, 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 la. Tim Staples says, gentlemen, good morning to you. Mandy Garcia, I don't even want the taste of being rich because I fear it could change my life. It definitely could, and maybe a lot of times for all of us who are on the show, maybe God's got us in a place – right now to stay with him. You know, maybe down the line things will change. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yes, I believe, because I'm perfectly happy with what we have. But,
yeah, you guys got a good deal going.
You know, I mean, I like what's going on.
Yep.
Might be not be a whole lot of things, but it's
shiny stuff,
life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but nobody could have been happier than us studying and laughing.
That's right.
So that's pretty good. All right. Me too, sister. Bringing up good morning to you, gents. Caitlin Scrim is on the show. Good morning to you, Caitlin. Mary and P said I'd move to the country. Mike Mantle wants maybe a new truck. Can't get through snow in a Lamborghini. So I think a lot of us are. Let's see what Dennis Shriver says from Mexico, Missouri. If I ain't the kind of money, I would work decreasing homeless population. Yeah, so a lot of you guys would do. I'd rather go on a vacation. So there you go. There's a lot of people. I would say I'd hire a chef to make all my meals. That would be good. So there you go. How about this? If a lot of you guys. A lot of you guys would like to take vacations, and some people do that. They take a lot of exotic vacations. You know, they like going up there, and I could see that. You know, I'm not a vacation guy either, but I understand the object of wanting to go on vacation. So, but anyways, don't forfeit your soul for stuff.
Right.
Can I say that?
Yes.
Hashtag.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Build tiny. Tiny home subdivision for the homeless. That'd probably be a good idea. I don't know why they don't do that, but that's another story. I don't want to get into that. So, all right, let's finish reading this, guys, and then we'll get on to what we're going to talk about. And we're probably going to go into Romans. Yeah, we're running out of time already. I can't believe that. So what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses and forfeits himself?
Wow.
For whoever, now I'm on 9:26 in Luke. For whoever is ashamed of me, in my words, and I like this one, Mike.
All right.
My words of him, will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of the Father, the Holy Angel. Let's open up a can of worms. I'm in the mood.
Okay.
I'm in the mood. Whoever's ashamed of me, what does that mean? Tell me what that means to you, and I'll tell you what it means to me. I'll go first.
All right.
I would say somebody who is ashamed of the gospel is either scared to bring it up because of lose friends, or scared to bring it up because they'll lose their job. Ashamed of me. I guess that's how I'd perceive it. How would you say it? And then I got a dissertation that goes along with this. What does ashamed of the gospel mean to you?
I think a lot of, I guess, being ashamed of the gospel would be maybe some of the friends you have, they don't want to hear it, you know?
Cool. Do you think it's uncool? Maybe uncool?
Instead of making them uncomfortable, you make yourself uncomfortable, which, does that make sense?
Yeah.
You follow them? Trying to say there?
Yeah, I think. Hey, guys, give me your version of ashamed. So he says, let's read it, and then I'm going to give you my. This is my big. I'm going there today. This is me jumping in the goulash, or jumping in the deal here. Whoever is ashamed of me and my words of him, the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in the glory. All right. So that means if you're not professing Christ on earth, Christ won't profess you when you try to get into heaven. That's how I take that. Now let me talk about that. This is pretty dang clear that all these politicians out there who are going against God are staking a claim in the kingdom of hell. When all these politicians out there are trying to redo our Roe v. Wade decision at the federal level, when these people are trying to reverse that and say, yes, I am for abortion and I want to I want women to be able to have the right to have an abortion. I want to flip that over. I don't want the states to have that decision. I want it to be banned at a federal level where all people have access to abortion. They are not proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Am I right?
You're right there.
I'm right. I'm right. So they're not claiming the gospel. They're ashamed of God and what it says in the Bible. So they're not going to stand for that. So God says, I'm not going to stand for you when you try to come into my kingdom. Now, let me say this, because this is what the gospel permits for me to say today. Since I'm a Christian, I'm a pastor, and I'm on the show.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that Christians can want to put someone in office that is not pro-life? How can you as a Christian want to put somebody in office that is not pro-life? It says here that I will be ashamed of you when you come into my kingdom. Now, we can pray for those people and pray they get saved and pray they become pro-life. But the issue is here, being ashamed of the gospel is in every area of your life, not what you pick and choose. Let's not confuse the issue, and let's not muddy up the water. Let's just call it what it is. People only want to proclaim the gospel. These are the pseudo-Christians I was telling you about at the beginning of the show. They only want to claim the gospel when it benefits them. Here's the deal. You either love the gospel, like I said in church, you love the church and you love Jesus, or you don't. That's what this says. Just like I said before, if you love me, you love my wife because she's my bride. If you love Jesus, you love his church because it's his bride. And you don't try to shut it up when COVID comes and everything like that. That means you're ashamed of the gospel. You think that the leaving churches open during COVID is going to make everybody sick.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to stand for the gospel. You want to stand for politics. It's time that the Christians continue to preach in love that the gospel of Jesus Christ will reign supreme over all other areas of everyone's life. And if somebody doesn't like it, it doesn't matter. We're Christians. We live in a free nation that was founded by Christians, and it needs to be established with Christians. Run by Christians so it can maintain a Christian morality so the country can stay together. And if it's not, then it will no longer be a Christian nation, no longer will God have his favor on it, and no longer will God be happy about it.
Amen to that. And, you know, same token there is if you're ashamed of the gospel, you know, when is I guess the society is now, if you want to get along, you don't talk about politics and religion. So you say, well, when did it start that?
Whatever.
Huh?
Whatever.
Yeah, really? You know that?
Yeah. I don't...
Well, this is what I like to talk about. That's why I enjoy having you over. That's why I enjoy being around other Christian people.
Well,
Because you now talk about Christ.
I'm not... you know, guys, this is... this. You want me to tell you what? Watch this. I want everybody to listen to this. This right here is a master's class on how to run a country, how to run a family, and how to run your church right here. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's the greatest book ever sold, and it's criticized the most by people that read it the least.
Hey, that's...
You hear what I said?
Yeah.
It's the book that's criticized the most by people who read it the least. This is the greatest selling book of all time. In its pages are all the answers to the issue of life. It ain't nothing to get mad about. It ain't nothing to shake your fist about. It ain't nothing to get in a fight about. All it is this. Guys, as Christians, and I'm calling out all the Christians, if you say that you're a Christian, you will read the pages of this Bible, and it will tell you how to live, how to raise your children, how to vote, how to keep your marriage happy. And if you don't adhere to it, that's your choice. But woe is you. If I'm having marital issues, I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to seek counsel. If I'm trying to figure out how to vote, I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to find out what Christianity really looks like out in the world. And guys, this is stuff that a child can understand. I was teaching my daughter this before she came out of the womb. And she's been studying it ever since. There is no excuse for any Christian to make political stances that go against the Word of God. And that's where I'll leave it.
Good stuff there.
I don't know what to tell anybody. I don't know what to tell anybody. But sitting around and telling God that you love God and you're voting people in office that don't love God and love His ways or love His children, don't come to God and say, I'm a Christian, and then do this. But don't say I'm a Christian, but don't say I'm a Christian, but my work wants me to vote this way. I'm a Christian, but if you're a Christian, you vote Christian values. Or not.
Yeah.
Or not. So what say you, everybody? Don't get quiet on me now. And we'll go back and pick up the comments here. Because I'm done with the patty cake stuff. Just look in the Bible and you'll see. But quit acting like you're for the country if you're not going to vote the Bible. Quit acting like you're for kids if you're not going to vote the Bible. Quit acting like you're for traditional marriage if you're not going to vote the Bible. Quit acting like you're a Christian if you're not going to adhere to Christian principles.
Man, you're putting it out there right.
I mean, what else do you say? As your pastor, I can't sit here and lie to you and go, well, hey, that's the Christ-like thing to do. Yeah. I mean, he just says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his very soul? Then he talks about if you do this, I'm gonna be ashamed of you in heaven. If you're ashamed to proclaim the gospel in your circles, what was you?
Well, I think being ashamed and sharing the gospel, you got to look at a couple things. First off, by sharing a little, even though you're going to plant some kind of seed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And even if it's a small seed, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you're around somebody who don't like it, they know the way you feel. And planting that one little seed might entirely change their life and then their entire family's life. Mm-hmm. So are we going to do any of these Romans or no?
No, we got 4 minutes. So let's do this. Mandy Garcia said, I'm not worried about being canceled or losing friends. I will preach the gospel until I die. Amen. J.D. Brock says, the Bible changes more lives and had more impact than any other book. Amen. Jason Huggs said, people say that it contradicts itself, but when you ask them where, they have no answer. Yeah, I'm not even going to get into that conversation with anybody. That's crazy. Mike Madeline says, amen. Jimmy Robbins says, the greatest cause of atheism in the world today is Christians that acknowledge Jesus with their lips at church and then walk out the door and deny their lifestyle. That is, that's good. Praise God.
Yeah.
Doubt besides faith, not having full faith in the Lord. So Marcia told us, to me, being ashamed means being embarrassed. Oh, yeah, there you go. Marcy does a good job there. Jeff Ridley's watching. Good morning to you, the Ridley family. La, 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 la. Z's on the show today. Let's see. Let's get one more comment. We'll go. Christina Schumacher says amen.
Amen.
All right, go ahead and read. You can squeeze about 3 minutes out of Romans 6.
All right. Romans 6:3. Do you know that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into his death. That's like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of his life. For if we had been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be likeness of his resurrection. So you know what that's saying right there, don't you, Pastor Pat?
Yes, I do.
All right, then we'll go on to 11. Likewise, reckoning you also yourself to be dead indeed unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That all refers to what he did at the cross for our resurrection life.
Amen.
Amen. So, you ready to tell everybody have a great day? And
yeah, so we'll crack that code of Romans. So we'll make this two parts of my message. It'll be out of Romans 6, and then it'll be out of Luke 9 as we head to the cross. And then what is next week? Is it Palm Sunday? I think it is.
It must be. I don't know how many it is.
I can't believe, guys, it is packed in here. I know you're busy. I'm busy. We're all busy. Be ready. This is where I call this the setup for Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
Set up for Palm Sunday, so be ready. This is where the Yellow Brick Road hits the road to the cross, I guess. You know, and it all comes together. So all things we've been talking about all month come to the cross. And remember that. Mike, pray for us, and we'll get on out of here.
Sanctification, for sin shall not have no dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for allowing us to be here this morning.
Thank you.
Hope everyone got a little out of this show. We know we did. We love you. We know that Jesus is watching over us. We know that he's going to protect our families, our children, our prosperity in our lives. We ask you to continue, dear Lord, to be a part of our lives in this relationship. In your precious name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Hey, Pastor Pat Rankin with my co-host and friend, great friend, Mike Woods Sr., the food aficionado.
You got and names all of, for things.
And all around great guy. I want to remind you of two things. Jesus love you and I love you.
Have a great day in the Lord.
We'll see you. Bye.